This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, dedicated to bringing you the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the House has passed its version of the Farm Bill, but the next challenge now shifts to the Senate, where agriculture leaders say the path forward could become much more difficult. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the House vote was an important step toward providing farmers with some certainty during a difficult economic period. We'll hear from Secretary Nagy next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says this farm bill process has looked different than normal because several major ag provisions were already addressed in the previous federal legislation known as the Big Beautiful Bill or the Reconciliation Bill. Still, he says getting this package through Congress remains critical for farmers dealing with ongoing economic pressure. I told Secretary Nagy that I happened to be in Washington during Farm Bill Week in the House and the city was abuzz.
Well, interesting timing for you to be out there and be hearing directly from the players, if you will, the folks that were really driving that. But look, we know how this has to work. To get a farm bill through Congress, you need to pass it through both chambers. And the fact that the House was able to get that done, credit to G.T. Thompson, credit to Iowa's congressional delegation, and specifically Randy Feenstra and Zach Nunn, who both serve on the House Ag Committee. I appreciate their work in particular. But look, a lot of this, you know, this has always been a bit of a disjointed thing because a lot of what we would normally or significant part of what would normally be in a farm bill was actually passed last summer during the One Big Beautiful Bill passage. And this was really needing to finish the job, if you will. No less important, just that it was not the whole package that you might look at normally. But it still sends the signal. We need certainty. We need predictability. We need to recognize that farmers are not in good shape right now and bring this piece of policy forward. And so we'd love to see it through the House. Now, of course, the question is what happens in the Senate, and that's where the focus now must be.
Nag joins other agriculture leaders by putting his attention on the Senate, where lawmakers face both procedural hurdles and the political realities of an election year. Even so, Secretary Nag says ag cannot afford more delays in Washington.
It is, and unfortunately, you get into the, you know, we're in an election year, which typically conventional wisdom is that that means things really grind to a halt. I don't know how it could grind more to a halt, frankly, in Washington. But I tend to flip the script and say, look, this is something that needs to be done and do it now. Where there's a will, there's a way. I know there's rules and challenges around moving this piece of legislation through the Senate just from a calendar standpoint. But if we want it to be done, if they want it to be done, they can get it done. And now that's where the focus needs to be. It's easy for the Senate to sort of sit there and say, well, we'll take this up if the House does it. House did it. So now it's on you. And that's where the pressure needs to now come.
Nagy says the House passage of the Farm Bill was an important milestone, but farmers still need certainty and predictability that comes with finally getting the long-delayed legislation completed. He says the Senate now faces the challenge of moving the legislation forward during an election year when major policy debates often stall out in Washington. Still, Nagy says agriculture groups and lawmakers must continue pushing for action because many farmers are already facing tight margins and difficult economic conditions. He says the House has now done its part, and the pressure is now squarely on the Senate to determine whether Congress can finish this job. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.